Kia ora, ko atere anu mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Waitea English News. New Zealand First wants October's election to also be a referendum on extending the parliamentary term to 4 years. Leader Winston Peters says most comparable democracies have a 4 or 5 year term, and the 3 year cycle is hugely expensive for taxpayers and political parties. He says 8 weeks is ample time to prepare a referendum to be held in conjunction with the election.
The bill could be put into Parliament today and passed all meetings today, become law, subject to the public having the final say in the referendum. Preparing the question, well, it's so darn simple, it's not difficult. Do you want a 4 year Parliament or do you want a 3 year Parliament? Is it complex? No, it's not. Who could possibly argue about it?
Winston Peters says the parties who say they are going to win should put their money where their mouth is and support a referendum. A Wānanga leader says the passing of a bill covering Māori tertiary institutions is welcome recognition of the value they have brought to education in Aotearoa. The Education and Training Amendment Act No. 3 establishes a new governance framework for Wānanga, allowing them to choose between being accountable to the Crown or to their founding iwi or Māori organisation. Whitamu Dougherty from Te Whare Wānanga o Awanui Arangi says it's testament to the way Ministers Calvin Davis and Chris Hipkins were willing to recognise the mana and rangatiratanga of institutions set up by and for Māori.
Minister Davis and the Prime Minister, when he was the Minister, Minister Hipkins, we would not have got to where we were yesterday if it weren't for their support, their tenacity, their trust. You know, they've shepherded this through, you know, against an environment that has not been 100% supportive of what they've done.
Whitamu Dougherty says Awanui Arangi, Te Wānanga o Aotearoa and Te Wānanga o Raukawa expect the assistance they get from the government will now better suit their individual aspirations. And finally, rainbow activist Elizabeth Kerekere says she walks away from Parliament with her head held high and the support of her community. In her valedictory speech last night, the former Green MP called out Green's co-leaders, Marama Davidson and James Shaw, for going to the media rather than coming to her over allegations of bullying. She says the attacks have continued since she left the party.
You know, I would walk out with my head high. All the communities that I work for, all of the people that I have connected with in communities like Te Waimana Kāku, like Operation Pātiki at Kohu Pātiki Marae, they all came to my valedictory last night. They spoke at my event and farewell event after the speech. All of them, as I say, measure me by what I actually do, not what other people have to say about me.
Elizabeth Kerekere. And that is your Waitea English News for this afternoon. Mā te wai, te whānau.